This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. We've been talking about the 51 or 52 tornadoes across eight states. One death. At least 35 people are in the hospital right now with injuries. Some of them minor, not all of them minor. And 5 million people in Ohio are without electricity. Very, very serious situation. And class, what would you do? What would you do? There's nobody to call. Think about it. Just think about this for a second. What do you think the government of these cities is doing right now? Do you think that they are prepared for a total wipeout? Do you think that these brilliant people that are hired by your tax dollars to protect you, do you think they have a clue as to what to do next? Do you think they do? Their buildings are damaged, their equipment's damaged, the electricity's down, the water's not working, the sewer's not working, the roads are plugged up with debris. They use electricity to pump fuel to go into these pieces of equipment. It's all damaged. Do you think that they're ready? Hey, we got a plan. We've been preparing for a total wipeout of Dayton, Ohio since day one. Do you really think they have? Or do you think they've been saying, what would we do if we lost 5% of Dayton? How would we cope with that? Not a total wipeout like they've experienced. Rich Sheehan, your thoughts.
Well, it's just like what's been happening over the last couple of years with floods and mudslides and tornadoes and hurricanes. And I think government entities are looking at it like, hey, we have a chance to print more money and raise GDP. And I know that sounds terrible, but that's how a lot of government workers think, because they care more about their jobs, benefits, and pension plan than they really care about the people. And yeah, so, you know, when you really think that we control our own destiny, whether it be weather, whether it be Murphy's Law, certain circumstances, economies, you know, there's four articles right here. Time makes up Trump quote. Liberal media amplifies fake news. Next article. CBS encourages physical assault against conservatives on eve of EU election. Next article. Uncovered FBI chart could send Hillary straight to jail. Which basically implies that the FBI knew about this chart. Next article, only 2% of Amazon shareholders vote against giving facial recognition. That's analogous to 96% of Monsanto shareholders withdrawing the information about what's in GMO food. You see, folks, and when it comes to stocks and shareholders, basically the top 7 to 10% pretty much own everything. So it's not about facts. It's not about truth. It's not about helping the people. It's about controlling the masses and deceiving them. And this is why we need to prepare. This is why we need to think outside the box. You know, during the top of the hour break, I went over to my garden and opened up some of my greenhouse's doors because it was getting a little hot outside. You know, if we start thinking differently, and using basically the old 19th century skills that most of us have forgotten, but dovetailing them with 21st century technology. I think, and when I say basics, I mean like food, water, shelter. We need to go back for the bottom 93% of income earners. We need to go back to that methodology. We need to, I'm not saying it's not a bad idea to think with foresight and to think about new technology, but we can't throw out the old ways because we're losing our preparation, and the powers that be are, just like these four articles, are gaining manipulation, especially with robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking our jobs. Vince?
Okay, and I agree. And Miles and I had an off-air discussion recently about technology. And we were talking about Mercedes-Benz technology. And he says Mercedes is really, really reluctant to give up old technology because it works. So replacing old technology with new technology just because it's new is insane, especially if you have proven track record of old technology. So let's continue this little bit of this theme that we talked about, things that go wrong. So in Oklahoma, Hunter, Oklahoma, to be exact, the authorities are trying to figure out what happened that caused a turbine on a wind farm to buckle and collapse. Now, I'm talking about one of these great big turbines, not little turbines like we might have here at the farm. I'm talking about these great big ones. Well, there was a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and this General Electric-made wind turbine collapsed. 40-mile-an-hour wind. Now, we're not talking about tornadoes here. We're talking about just a strong wind. Boom. Now, imagine what happened. Was there a failure of the welds? Was there a failure of the design? What went wrong? They still haven't reported what went wrong, but this great big tube, this huge tube that you couldn't put your arms around if you had to, buckled, just broke under a 40-mile-an-hour wind. So let's say you were near there. Let's say there was a tornado, not just 40-mile-an-hour wind, a strong tornado, and this wind farm comes apart, and then the pieces go flying. Think of the destruction. Think about, what did they do? Did they shut down the entire wind farm because this one buckled? Did they think, maybe we ought to put the brakes on so that the rest of them don't buckle? We have engineered ourselves into a pretty serious corner that is really difficult to get out of. We're so dependent on electricity, we got to have it. We're addicted to it. We're so addicted to it that the 51 or 52 tornadoes that caused the damage, we can't fix that damage without electricity. We can't fix it without fossil fuels either. So without diesel and gasoline and electricity, there's no fixing anything that happened last night. Nothing. We can't even flush our toilets without electricity. The sewage treatment plants are down because the electricity's down. So think about that when you're flipping each other's burgers. You need to learn new skills right now. Actually, you're pretty late to the party. But you ought to do it. You ought to learn your new skills. If you haven't been paying attention, you ought to start right now, in earnest, preparing for whatever's going to happen. Because these tornadoes have damaged the infrastructure, they've damaged the food supply, they've damaged equipment. The food supply is really in trouble because of all the flooding that's been happening. China has 200 million pigs that are diseased. They're going to have to kill them. 200 million. We, the United States, can't raise 200 million pigs in a year. We can't do it. We don't have the capacity to replace the pigs that China is probably going to kill soon. Not for food, but because of disease. So the corn belt, the wheat belt, they're in trouble. So expect prices to go way up, because other countries are going to want our food, and we want it too. So where does it go? It goes to the highest bidder. That means prices are going to go up. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rich Sheban. Did I say that right?
Well, is this an inroad for me to talk about deflation and inflation? I know we have a tendency to go off. Standards. Okay, super. I'm gonna take the ball and run with it then, okay? I'm going to have to shortcut a few things because of the lack of time, but I'm going to do my best, okay? So people think that, now, regarding what you said about food, I'm reading that food has actually been inflated by 40%. government price, and then there's the real world price. And because of big corporate oligarchies taking over the farms and foreign ownership, there's no bigger reason why everybody should not be getting together with family and friends to buy a hobby farm so they can create raised beds and greenhouses, grow their own food, raise their own animals, maybe learn about hunting and fishing. You know, and look at the damages of GMO and hormones, steroids, and antibiotics and pesticide-fed everything. I think we need to start thinking about this. Now, regarding deflation and inflation, people think that deflation prices are going down, inflation prices are going up. That's how most people define it. There's a lot more to that, and I'm going to get into that. It depends on so many criteria and variables. And I always say beware of the soft data, even beware of the hard data. Preparing, folks, is not just all the things we talk about regarding the farm. It's also being fluent in at least economic 101 analysis, so you know what's happening and how to affect it. Now, you've heard me before, for you present listeners, that I usually blame our present situation that we're going into regarding demographic, central bank, corrupt monetary policy, as Keynesian economics and group identity politics. And that is absolutely the case. Now, regarding deflation, I'm going to digress into a couple of tangents here to put as much in perspective as possible, give you as much definition, information, so you can make your own judgment and hopefully do some research on your own. So deflation is a combination of the following, or usually is. First of all, regarding demographics, fertility rates are down, population is aging, the politically correct elite obviously want a population decrease. Okay, they're saying that almost 8 billion people on the planet is too much. I'm not here to argue that. I'm just telling you what their message is, whether it's overt, subliminal, it doesn't matter. Deflation also means a reduction in demand, lowering prices, lowering wages, a drop in spending, cutting prices, reduction of the velocity of money, postponing buying because of a hope of lower prices, which typically brings recessions or depressions, rising unemployment, increased debt, lower savings, lower credit, and of course, lower money supply. Now, obviously, I'm going to need more time. I'll need the next, probably the rest of the show to put things in perspective. Please stay with us. I'll talk to you on the other side.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, during the break, I just got off the phone. I was able to get in touch with Bruce Kay. Bruce Kay is a USA Prepares instructor in Ohio. He had a greenhouse that blew down. It's a hoop house, 31 feet by 72 feet, blew down, destroyed. Just got off the phone with him. Very quickly, Bob in Michigan, we're running short on time. Go. Bob in Michigan, are you there? We got to go really quickly. Rich Stevens got a lot on today's blackboard.
Yeah, well, I just going to talk about, we don't get that many tornadoes here in Michigan. In fact, they say the average is like 15 a year, and mostly in the southern part of the state. In fact, I was just looking up statistics on tornadoes in the country here online, and it shows that they're on the increase.
Absolutely. Is that what you want to talk about, tornadoes today?
Yeah, here in
Michigan. I'll tell you what, let's do the, tell you what, give us a call on Friday, first hour. Friday, first hour, I'll dedicate to tornadoes, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much, Bob. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Rich Even.
All right. Going back to deflation and inflation, and I also want to mention, trying to think where I left off, I think I was talking about the decrease in money supply was the last criteria of the combination of deflationary things that were happening. Now, if you recall the last Great Depression in 1929, decrease in money supply was a big factor, along with the Rothschild Bank going down, interest rates being raised into a recession, and silver manipulation. It was a chain reaction. So we have to remember that a collapse is a process and not a, not necessarily one event. So our big question is, are we going to have a soft landing? Are we going to, or is everything going to continue to be papered over like all the bubbles that's happening right now? Now, when you have other things that affect commerce, no rule of law, only what group you're from, oil prices. Okay, let me just give you an example. I'm going to go off into one of my tangents here. Oil prices or oil spiking usually precedes recessions. Now, we all know that oil has been going up, Brent and crude a little bit. It had a little dip lately, but it's been going up. So we have to watch for false flags. We have to watch for the warmongers, the military industrial complex, and the bankers. We have to watch for the drones blowing up barges and oil pipelines, like we've recently seen, soil selling their companies, oil refinery updates, inventory sell-offs, slow inventory buildups. There's so many. What I'm getting at, this could be an analogy for so many different things, because so many people waste time. Is this inflation? Is this deflation? Now, I'm going to go to inflation right now after that brief introduction to deflation, and then I'm going to go back into deflation and talk about a lot of the variables that's sending us to a deflationary, stagflationary environment. Now, consumer confidence about the future or loss of it is typically very inflationary, especially if there's confidence issues regarding the dollar. Now, the good news for the U.S. dollar is when you look at international trade and commerce, the dollar, our dollar, because of the world reserve currency status, and it all depends on if we lose that in the near future, right now we're 60% plus of international commerce. But what I think is going to happen, besides this deflationary, stagflationary, we're also going to have a hybrid disaster with inflation in some arenas. Now, I've talked about what's happening with inflation regarding the inflation chart, which came out a few months ago, where healthcare, college, and car insurance were in those categories, were in the top six. That's because of the money printing, the subsidies, the special interest groups, the lobbying, the PACs, that basically goes against the little guy. It's the big corporations that get covered. Basically get their back covered. So when you look at these variables, healthcare, college, and car insurance, they're basically subsidized to cost shifting. And I'll talk about that briefly when we get back after the break.
Rich Sheban, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information concerning dozens of tornadoes that touched down in Ohio last night. At least one person died in a tornado that touched down in Salina, about 60 miles north of Dayton. Seven other injuries after that twister struck there. And a big tornado struck Dayton, not killing anyone that they know of so far, but doing lots of damage, according to Dayton's Mayor Nan Whaley.
We're really proud of our first responders and their leadership, and they have plans in place for these really tough situations.
The Supreme Court striking down part of an Indiana abortion law signed by then-Governor Mike Pence as it's affirmed that the lower court ruling that invalidated part of the law prohibiting abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, like Down syndrome, must stand. It's one of several abortion laws that pro-lifers hope will go before the high court soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, Rich Sheehan, please continue.
All right, Vince, thank you. I'm going to talk a little bit about Keynesian economics and inflation because they are really connected at the hip and they go hand in hand to basically foment the corruption and manipulation behind the scenes against the little people and the funneling of money to the wealthy. First of all, Keynesian economics and the Fed, or central banks in general, their model depends on population growth. Obviously, that's really not happening. When you look at global growth, basically around 1990 is when it started to decline. And the only countries that are really growing is a few countries in Africa and one or two in the Middle East. So that's just the math. And when you look at Keynesian economics, that leads to government demands of austerity in general. When you look at the even the free world, and not free markets and supply and demand. So it's all creative accounting. And I talked about the inflationary pressures, about the inflation chart that I mentioned earlier, healthcare, college, and car insurance. Well, healthcare, people, when you have 40 million illegal immigrants in your country and they can walk into an ER and get free healthcare or get free college or at least residential tuition, or they don't have to pay for car insurance when they're driving around on roads, they get into an accident, all that cost shifting becomes a burden on the people. And that's what's happening in America today. So the cost shifting is taking money out of the American pockets. Now, Keynesian economics has certain beliefs, certain ideologies, if you will. One of them is that they believe they can create a strong economy by changing or increasing the amount of money supply. Now, that's no real wealth exchange. So what that's when in doubt, inflate, only hurts the little people and helps the big people. Now, when they say deficits don't matter and GDP creates happiness, that's a bunch of hooey. It's basically elite interventionism where they say print, inflate, buy now, and pay later. In fact, Keynesian teachings even allow governments to shift asset and liability columns. That's nothing more than creative accounting and manipulation. So when you look at the fact that inflation, which when you talk about austerity, I'm just shortcutting here, folks. I just don't have a lot of time. Austerity for the little people creates illusions of wealth, but it really turns into confiscation. So when you look at the money supply that's grown probably close to 20 times versus the working population, which has grown one time, there's a total disassociation of money creation from population growth to substitute a flood of manufactured liquidity for waning demand. So inflation can even have waning demand and forcing prices higher despite decelerating growth in demand. So they can literally create a connection between the inflation and the centralized top-down control of the state, or by the state, for certain special privileges and certain people and certain groups. It's a total smoke and mirror thing. So inflation is also increasing the money supply, like I just mentioned, inflating dollar supply basically out of the blue. You always hear the term, oh, printing money out of thin air. That's exactly what's happening. But there's consequences because the value and the perception of the medium of exchange for something by what? And that's the big question that people are asking today. So it brings down consumer confidence, and with Keynesian economics and the political correctness of group identity politics, where certain people feel entitled to play the victim group status card, which makes them lower the or demand the bars of standards and expectations to be lowered so they feel they can get a job, is not for prosperity or equality or fairness. It's a tool by the elite to divide and conquer the people. So we start talking about what is the value. And wealth distribution from producers to the wealthy money printers, a.k.a. the rich. Now, money out of thin air from the central banks, okay, can be several things. It could be quantitative easing. And we've talked about this in great detail. The great, great, great majority of the people who get free money from the printing of money are the elite. Basically, the one, the top 2% get probably 98% of the QE. And it could go to bailouts, too big to fails, too big to jails, could be banks, could be Wall Street. These are the people who get money when the Federal Reserve and Treasury does these schemes. Another example of money out of thin air is fractional reserve lending. And we've talked about this in detail, but because of time, I'm just going to give a one-sentence definition. It's basically banks lending more money than they have in their stockpile. And, of course, stock buybacks. We've talked about this in a lot of detail as well. Stock buybacks basically, it's money, often selling bonds or debt money, not for expansion, new products or services or people, but to boost earnings per share. So the new debt with share buybacks, dividends to the wealthy shareholders, executive cash through cashing in stock options, and, of course, acquisitions and mergers, which usually means consolidation and robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence taking more jobs. Now, when you talk about words like expansion and less people, that sounds deflationary. When you talk about less new products, in the beginning, it's going to be inflationary because there's the same amount of money chasing less goods. And this is why I said that little disclaimer, if you will, in the beginning, that we have a hybrid disaster where we're going to end up in a deflationary, stagflationary situation with inflation on certain areas because of the government and big oligarchy fascist protections that they get with special interests and subsidies and lobbying, etc. So basically what money out of thin air is, fractional reserve lending and stock buybacks, these are just examples of welfare for the rich. So the wealthy have golden parachutes at every corner, paid for, whether it be through cost shifting or all the other means I've mentioned on the air. It basically turns out to be welfare for the super wealthy. So we're talking about a deflationary result because of these things. Lowering the bars of standards for printing money, getting jobs based on what group you're in, group identity politics. In other words, what's your skin pigmentation shade? What's your gender? What gender are you identifying at? What's your religion? What's your sexual orientation? This is where we're going. This is all extremely deflationary because it disincentivizes working value. The whole process is losing credibility. So consequently, you're going to have increased bankruptcies, defaults, delinquencies, especially at the end of an economic cycle where wealth inequality and debt is off the charts. So when I talk about this deflation, this then leads to less lending, which we can see that happening in the bank system today. We can also see housing, auto, and finance jobs going down. Now, the Fed creates currency. They buy treasury bonds. They put money into the stock market, which is all fake and phony. It's not free markets. It's supply and demand. Or they lower interest rates, which in the situation they're now, they have to lower interest rates. Well, guess what happens when they lower interest rates? People buy more houses and more stuff. But as more and more people, because of this whole process I'm talking about, have less money, more debt, less savings, that process, even with more money printing, which only goes through the elite, does not go into the system. So when we have less lending, this creates a decrease in money supply. And that even occurs when loans are repaid, but they're not being recreated because of this deflationary spiral. This deflates bubbles coming from cheap, non-legitimate money printing and money creation. And money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes and these activities basically discredits the whole system. And this is what Donald Trump inherited. This is why you always hear me saying how he inherited sabotage and demolition. Donald Trump inherited a disaster. He talked about the debt, the demographics, the credit, the pensions, the valuations, and all the headwinds of future rates of growth with these unsustainable bubbles, and he was the candidate. And now when you look at the debt of global corporations, household government promises, the solvency, liquidity issues, heck, we don't even know what definitions are anymore. What are earnings? What are markets, fundamentals? What's liquidity, solvency mean anymore? What's fair value? What's leverage? Valuation of PEs, price-to-sales ratios, GDP, credit, debt, core business of corporations, money printing, free markets, supply and demand, the velocity of money, profits in general. Nothing. Every definition is being changed. It's being diluted for the purpose of basically casting shadows over the corruption that's been happening. So we got to look at, are we ever going to become a manufacturing powerhouse again? When I look at productivity and I look at the behaviors out there, I look at the work ethics, I look at the lack of savings, and, of course, the debt at all levels, I don't see it. Now, 80% of people live in the paycheck to paycheck. In the last 2 months, they changed that. They're saying now, they're pushing this narrative hard, oh, only 50% of people live paycheck to paycheck. This is what they do. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. The mainstream media, their job is to act, theater, sway public opinion, hold on to the narratives. That's how they divide the American people. They use Hegelian dialectic, media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging. This is what they do. And this is why we need to prepare. Now, and I hear more music coming, I will wrap it up with some shortcuts on the last segment, folks. I'll try to be as brief as possible. Thanks, Vince.
Sure. And about 100% of the people I know live paycheck to paycheck. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Shebens in the front of the class. Rich, I'm just going to sit back in my seat and listen. Please continue.
All right, Vince, thank you. I'm going to be as brief as possible because we only have a couple minutes left. Basically, I left off, I'm talking about deflationary results. And when you have low interest rates since the low 80s, basically a bull bond market, we've talked about percentage rates many times, or interest rates, yields, if you will. They're a function of growth, wages, and inflation. Now, even though I've talked about how inflation in some areas because of subsidies, fascism, lobbyists, special interests, are certain industries are being protected, we are definitely in a deflationary, stagflationary environment with inflationary situations in some arenas. So that being said, there's also, you got to look at the dollar value, what's going to happen to it, how long is it going to stay up compared to, now, we always hear how we're the cleanest shirt in a dirty laundry with a prettiest house in a bad neighborhood. We don't know what's going to happen because we're not the insiders. We don't get the corrupt information. When are we going to lose the world reserve currency status? Is everybody going to sell their treasuries at one time? There's two or three times the amount of U.S. dollars abroad than in the United States. If that all comes back at one time, that's an inflationary situation. And look at the yield curve inversions. We've talked about that in great detail. You got to look at the CPI / inflation, unemployment, GDP, all these numbers are recalculated with different units of measures. Nobody believes we're at the lowest unemployment ever when you have 100 million people out of work. Come on. I mean, this is Twilight Zone crap. So we're in uncharted territory, especially with corporate debt. And those of you, if you heard me about a month or so ago, I talked about how corporate debt is more than double what the housing crisis, subprime mortgage catastrophe did to the 2008 crash. We are more than double that with debt regarding corporate debt. So what's keeping us afloat? I don't know. It's a lot of papering over everything. Definitions don't even mean anything. Facts and truths don't mean everything. People, I see the biggest jobs going to the companies and individuals who's willing to censor and surveil the American people. I see the biggest money going to people who's willing to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people by groups. And, of course, we can't stop remembering mentioning robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, pension funds, when you look at all these people chasing yields and taking out, you know, basically zombie companies and junk bonds, if the powers that be inflate, I'll tell you right now, if they go to total inflation or total hyperinflation and they inflate the dollar just to protect these super wealthy people, whether they be their pension funds, whether it be stock buybacks, whether it be creating money out of thin air, whether it be bailing out all the banks, if they do that, forget about it. The little guy's done. All of them. Dreams, goals, quality of life, done. So we have to look at how even today money printing has less effect. Every time they print money by the charts, and I'm just hitting hot buttons right now because of time, but every time we print more money has less effect, especially for the little people, because all that quantitative easing, all that new money has never been evenly distributed to the little people. The bottom 93% doesn't get representation unless you're part of a certain group so they can use divide and conquer strategies and poison us against ourselves. So the big question I'm going to leave you with, since we'll probably have a matter of seconds left, is how do you prosper? How to create wealth? What is sound money? How do you save? One of the things you have to do is become debt-free, especially in a corrupt, illegitimate, commerce-for-group-only world. Vince?
Well, I was just thinking about what you were saying, and you're absolutely right. So the biggest companies that make money right now are AT&T, Verizon, Facebook, Google, and Apple. And what do they make the money on? Monitoring our communications, voice, data, text, tweets, phone calls, and what happens in the bedroom. That's who makes the money. That's sick. What about washing machines, dryers, and cars, and the rest of it? Rich, thanks so much for being with us today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.